Dave Kensinger is a newcomer to the Assembly, but he's not new to elected office. He's been through contentious issues on Petersburg's Planning Commission, and he's also lobbied for better ferry service on a statewide advisory board for the Alaska Marine Highway. He wants the Assembly to give more weight to the work of local boards.
Whether it's the school board, the hospital board, or planning and zoning, I'm going to listen to them, and because they've had the time to look at issues in a lot more detail than the Assembly does. And that's not good. That's not to say that I'm going to agree 100% with them all the time. It's just that I'm going to realize that they've spent the time and they know the issue better than I'll know the issue. And so I plan on listening to them.
He also has been supportive of the borough's response to the COVID-19 pandemic and thinks voters backed him because of that. He thinks it's a little premature for the Assembly to abandon its teleconference meetings until the audio system at the Assembly chambers can be improved. Kensinger lives in Keene Channel on Kuprinoff Island, but owns property in other parts of the borough. Now, along with Bob Lynn, there are two members of the Assembly currently with a permanent address outside of the old city limits.
I've never seen myself as being outside service area one because, like I said earlier, you know, I own a large commercial building in service area one. I've conducted my business in service area one for years. So I've always felt like I was a part of the city when it's a city, and now that it's a borough, I definitely feel part of the borough.
Kensinger says he'll continue on the board of the Chamber of Commerce as he starts up his three-year assembly term. Incumbent Jeff Mucci won the second seat, and he's thankful for another 3 years.
There's a bunch of stuff that, you know, I think we need to pay attention to here. It was interesting for me when I was making some phone calls and doing some campaigning that, you know, it was important for people to have somebody to talk to from time to time, and there was a lot of concerns that folks had regarding recycling, nothing to do with the pandemic, but, you know, people were concerned about parking up at the airport and the sanitation rates and the CARES Act funding, and it was good for me to hear that, and I have a long list of stuff I want to address here over the next couple of months.
Mucci wants to tackle the future of the visitor industry in Petersburg over the winter before the next tourism season. He also expects the Assembly will address spending the remaining federal coronavirus money by the end of the year as required. He'd also like to get meetings restarted in person, but depending on the sound system being fixed. Mucci doesn't want to read too much into the results from the election and calls it just a snapshot of how people were feeling on just one day. The other incumbent, Brandi Tinas, trailed Mucci by only 17 votes for that second seat. She did not respond to requests for comment. Coming in fourth was Mark Martinson. He's run for borough assembly now 5 times and says he may try again. This year he was outspoken against health measures and an emergency law approved by the assembly in September. He also suggested specific cuts he thinks the borough government should consider, like the recycling program or reductions to vehicle replacements.
Well, I hope this assembly realizes it could be tough times here. I mean, it's sales taxes and what they're going to get for raw fish tax next time that's dealt out is going to be probably the lowest ever. So if they don't cut something, then, you know, I hate to see property taxes go up again. But, you know, I'm sure they'll work it out, but it's a good group. They'll do fine, but it's going to be some tough choices to be made, but that's the way it is.
The Assembly counted an additional 3 absentee ballots Friday. The final count was an even 1,000 votes for a turnout of just under 34%. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.